The survivors and loved ones of Florida school shooting victims have spoken out against gun control laws as the U.S. president hosts a listening session at the White House.
All these school shootings, it doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed, because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here.
I want to feel safe at school. You know, senior year and junior year, they're big years for me. Now, I don't know how I'm ever going to step foot on that place again. Or go to a public park after school, or be walking anywhere. Me and my friends, we get scared when a car drives by.
Parents spoke about their lost children while students fought off tears remembering the tragic incident. Donald Trump acknowledged the group had gone through extraordinary pain. He pledged to be strong on background and mental health checks for those purchasing firearms. Trump also endorsed the idea of teachers being armed if they had special training. The U.S. president has come under criticism for his response to the Parkland school shooting. On Tuesday, he ordered a ban on devices that turn weapons into machine guns. The announcement fell short of demands for a ban on assault rifles. Joining us live now from Largo is Scott Rickert, who is a former American intelligence linguist. Scott, thanks for joining us. A lot of people are quite angry, Scott, about Trump's proposal to arm teachers in the wake of this incident. What do you make of that?
Well, a ridiculous proposal. I mean, we're in a country where it's a systemic problem with the gun violence. Individuals have been desensitized over years, giving television programs, obviously the tremendous warfare that the Americans have been involved with, and certainly, unfortunately, individuals that are raised by these militaristic individuals pushing these kinds of rhetoric. It's just a tremendous shift of sociological or sociopathological activity in the United States, and it's very strange. You know, growing up here, you know, we had guns at school. I carried my rifle to school. I was on the rifle team, and there were no gun shootings. You know, there was also we weren't promoting war. You know, we were obviously not quite as indoctrinated as the country is now. I think we've gone through a very traumatic change. It's an order of magnitude amount of information. And it's being poured upon people, and it's instant fame with the kind of social networking. So it's an order of magnitude change in the thought process of the children, and it's not being handled correctly. And obviously, providing more arms to teachers is not the way. Obviously, you want to provide more training. I mean, just like a sport that it is, when individuals are firing weapons, it is a sport, and it should be handled that way. And unfortunately, it's handled very delicately, and it's also not being handled in a way that is promoting safety. It's being handled in a way that's promoting thuggery, and that's the problem that we have in our society today.
So then, Scott, does the solution possibly lie then in more background mental health checks, as Trump has said?
Well, from a mental health perspective, we failed as a nation. Obviously, we haven't been taking care of our mental health patients for decades now. We've been throwing them into the streets. And certainly that's no better for our children. We've been doping them up. The United States consumes 60% of the world's psychotic drugs, and we only make up 5% of the world's population. So we are the doped up nation, very much like the Chinese were under the 400 years of the Opium Wars, where the British Empire was doping up the Chinese. The Americans also consume 60% of the world's heroin. So, no, I think it has more to do with drug abuse, and it also has to do with the mistreatment of mental illness in this country. So, obviously, mental illness needs to be addressed, but not just because of gun control, but because of treatment.
Very well, Scott, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate bringing that all into context for us.